Welcome to News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor of the Jefferson City News Tribune, and this is News Tribune on Tap. News Tribune on Tap is a weekly podcast that we will be producing that gives you an inside look at the News Tribune, what we're working on, as well as things going on in the community. Today's special guest is good friend Tom Racker, sports editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune. Tom, I understand there's something big coming up this weekend.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for ordering me to be here. I'm honored. We have the Super Bowl this weekend, Super Bowl 54, LIV, for you Roman numeral fans. And it has the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the San Francisco 49ers in Miami. And obviously local interest with the Chiefs, you know, first time they've been there in 50 years. And so we're going to try to blow it up a little bit this week and have been during the week and on this weekend for the Super Bowl.
So the obvious question is, a sports fan yourself, what do you do on Super Bowl Sunday?
This Super Bowl Sunday, I'll be in the friendly confines of the News Tribune building at 210 Monroe working on the Monday paper. But, in the past, it's been, you know, you go to a Super Bowl party, like most people, Super Bowl party, you know, those potluck parties.
Favorite people, food?
I was going to ask you that. You can never go wrong with meatballs. Never. See, you got two kinds. You can go savory with, like, the Swedish meatballs, or you can go a little tangy and sweet with chili sauce mixed in with cranberry sauce.
Nice.
And you mix
that
up, and you got them both. See, you got both there.
Yeah. Yeah, see, my go-to would be chili. Always chili.
Yeah, but you don't want to go heavy because, you know, then you just get sleepy.
If you're a man, you'll eat chili.
Well, I will eat chili. I'm not saying I wouldn't eat it, but you got to
stay focused.
All right,
second big question then for your Super Bowl party would be, what kind of beer do you have?
I don't drink beer, Gary. No, it's generally Coors Light. Just the best. Go down smooth.
Moving right along.
You?
Oh, I'd say Boulevard beer.
See, I'm not a beer snob.
Yeah.
But what is your Super Bowl plan this weekend? Do you have a party planned, or are you going to be doing other things?
My plan is to be just watching it at home and checking in on you to make sure that you are still breathing on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, that's probably safer for everybody that I'm here and working, not out in the community.
Agreed.
Could be, well, maybe not for, like, the news staff. They might hear some language.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
all right.
I'm going to get that paperwork ready for Monday morning.
I'll get that. Yeah, let me get the HR paperwork in hand. So let's jump into the game then, Tom. So the Chiefs and the 49ers are playing. So break down the Chiefs for me.
Okay. They're good.
Yeah.
Do you want more than that?
A little bit more.
All right. Well, obviously, it's an offensive-heavy team. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes leading – you know, finishing his second year as starting quarterback. Obviously very good, arguably the best quarterback in the league right now. They're going to score points. They score points. A lot of times they beat you by outscoring you. Now, to get into football a little bit, defensively, in the last 8 to 10 games, their defense has gotten better, and that's why they're here. So, and that's why they've made it to this game. So – they're actually strong on both sides now, which I think played a big role in getting them here. And then you've got San Francisco, who I think in my picks for the championship games, you know, a couple Sundays ago, I think may have the most talented roster, 1-53 player-wise. But the one thing they don't have is number 15, and that's Patrick Mahomes, who I think he can be, should be, maybe the difference on Sunday.
So how can you stop Mahomes?
You don't. You have to you just try to contain him. The one thing that the 49ers do have is a very good pass rush. And they're going to try to, with only four people, try to drive him and keep him in the pocket and try to sack him. Looking at the other side, if you're Mahomes and the Chiefs, you know that, so you are going to try to design some plays, run pass option plays, to keep him moving and make him a moving target. You don't want to have him sitting back in the pocket because he's going to get sacked 3 or 4 or 5 times. And I think that'll be one thing to watch Sunday. How many times, not necessarily is he sacked, but does he get hit And if he's on the move and running around, you would think you would minimize that opportunity a little bit.
Yeah, the Tennessee game, it seems he was quite elusive as a runner.
Yeah, he was a good runner for a quarterback.
Yeah,
but it worked out. You know, everybody remembers that run there late, that 23-yard run that he sort of tiptoed down the sideline and ended up scoring on. You know, he wasn't fast, but he was fast enough. And, you know, once he breaks through and once he breaks into space, you don't want him necessarily running 20, 25 yards. But when he has the opportunity to pick up 8 or 10 yards and get the first down, keep the chains moving, keep the ball in their hands, then their offense is going to be better. Because that means maybe that'll slow down the pass rush and then next time allow you to throw the ball down the field, which is what they want to do.
Yeah. So if you're a Chiefs fan, what are you going to be worried about from the 49ers standpoint?
Again, pass rush. It is their defensive line against the Chiefs' offensive line. Who is going to win that matchup? And really, a lot of football games, that's where it's won, is on the line.
So offensively, how do the 49ers look?
Good. They only threw the ball 9 times, I think, against 9 or 8 times against Green Bay to win the NFC Championship. Which means they run the ball a lot, and they had a guy run for more than 200 yards in that game. And that's one thing that the past couple weeks for the Chiefs, everybody's wondering how good is their run defense? Can they stop the run? Because they had Derrick Henry, who piled up big yards, you know, in 3 or 4 previous games. Could they stop, you know, the running game a little bit of the Texans with Deshaun Watson, the quarterback, and Carlos Hyde, the running back? They did a good job both weeks against that. So I don't know. That's going to be important, stopping the run game. I was talking to somebody earlier this week whose opinion I respect, said if they can keep San Francisco running between the tackles, they're going to win the game. Said, but if they let them get outside and break into space, then they're going to be in trouble. Then it will be a score fest. Then they're going to truly have to outscore them. So that'd be one thing to watch, just to see if San Francisco's picking up big chunks of yardage, especially outside the tackles, then the Chiefs may be in trouble.
So, coaching wise, what's the matchup there?
Yeah, you've got Andy Reid of the Chiefs, veteran coach. You know, was actually on Bob Stull's staff at Missouri back in the early '90s, and who's gone on and just made progress. And he's in his second Super Bowl. He was in one earlier with the Eagles that they lost. And he's really one of the most highly thought of, you know, kind of popular players coaches in the NFL. And there are a lot of people, I think, around the league and around football would love to see him win a Super Bowl because he hasn't won one yet, and that would kind of be the icing on the top of his resume. On the other hand, you've got Kyle Shanahan of the 49ers, son of a coach. He was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons a couple of years ago when they were ahead 28-3 against the Patriots in the Super Bowl, ended up losing. And, you know, so this is his first time in charge of a team at a Super Bowl, and I think that's one to watch too. How they react, how the coaching and how they react to it, because I think the Chiefs have kind of more veteran players, and they've kind of been, you know, I'm not saying they've been through the Super Bowl, but they've been through some stuff. You know, the 49ers, while talented, are still very young, and how are they going to react being on the big stage?
Well, a common criticism, I guess I'd say, of Reid is he's often too conservative. Plays it too safe. Is that a fair criticism?
It was a criticism when Alex Smith was the quarterback. But I think looking back now, it was because Alex Smith couldn't throw the ball deep accurately. He's not conservative anymore. He's got a guy who can score a touchdown basically on every play. It has that opportunity. They can. He can throw it deep. He can throw it on the run. They've got receivers. They've got guys that can sprint past people. So now I think he's gotten into more, I don't want to say gunslinger, but definitely more aggressive. They will, on third and long, they will throw on you just to try to score.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so really in-depth question now, Tom. So Jennifer Lopez, Super Bowl halftime. Who would you choose to be – Prince.
That's the best of all time. I know he's passed away, but that was the best halftime show ever.
All right. Prince. All right. I'm speechless, Tom. I would never have guessed you would have said Prince. All right.
Well, Up With People is disbanded now, so they're out.
Well, yes, yes, it is. All right.
You don't even know who I'll put people.
I do, Tom. I do. Okay. So Super Bowl's Sunday. So as it's drawing closer, your crew is working feverishly to produce content to help readers navigate the waters of Super Bowl. So tell me some of the things that are in the works in these coming issues and days before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, we're just kind of going through. You're going to see, you know, stories on Mahomes, and you're going to see and Jimmy Garoppolo, the 49ers quarterback, you know, who people don't know was Tom Brady's understudy for a couple of years before he got traded to the 49ers. So, you know, he studied under one of the best, you know, on how to prepare for big games like this. And, you know, things like we've been talking about Andy Reid, you know, that story there, and things like say, you know, the offense versus defense, that line things, you know, there's stuff like that. And then on Sundays, in Sunday's paper, we're going to have, you know, obviously our picks. Mm-hmm. I'll have a column about being a longtime Chiefs fan and what this day means and what it could mean for the future, you know, and talking about the picks. The four of us on the staff love our picks. Plus we'll have community picks.
Yeah. All over the community.
All over the community. Plus we're talking to, you know, area football coaches and other sports coaches, and who knows, there might be, excuse me, a couple other familiar names you might remember from News Tribune sports days popping in with a couple of what they think might happen on Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay. Many of these stories can be found on our website, newstribune.com/Chiefs. Some of the content is exclusive to the website. / Chiefs, sorry. We had that argument earlier. newstribune.com/Chiefs. It'll include stories that we have run in the paper as well as content that is exclusive to digital. So we encourage you to check that out. We also, going in our Go Mid-Mo section this week on Thursdays, we'll preview some of the Super Bowl parties that are going on in case you don't have a place to go. And then we have a special section, digital-only section that will appear in our Sunday e-edition. You have some idea of what that content would be?
Yeah, that'll be where we're going to use that for a lot of like the stat heavy stuff, you know, and the rosters and things, and you know, the digital edition, it just looks like a normal page in the paper, and it will have all like the rosters and just little shorts about all the teams and stats, and I think it's a nice feature for the subscribers. You know, if you're not a digital subscriber, you know, you should, because there are things on there that we can't necessarily fit into our print edition, and right. It's just extra stuff, and I think really interesting stuff to read.
Well, I think that's one thing that's often lost is if you're a 7-day print subscriber, our digital access to our digital products, our digital stories is free, and it's very simple. You just have to activate your account. And you do get access to that replica edition, which is just like reading the print edition. And then there are days like this Sunday in which there will be extra pages that provide even more content.
Yeah, and it's easy to use. My 87-year-old father's figured it out, and if he can do it, pretty much everybody else can do it.
Yeah. So let's talk about picks. As you referenced. The sports staff and some of the alumni of the sports staff and members of the community, from political figures to man on the street, we've asked them what their picks will be. Those will be appearing in Sunday's paper. But everybody wants to know what Tom Racker's pick is.
Well, wait till Sunday.
No, Tom, we can't wait. Give us this exclusive.
I can't give you a score, but I haven't plotted it out that far yet, but I think the Chiefs are going to win. I'm really surprised that they're only a 1-point favorite right now. I think part of that has to do a little bit with recency bias, which will take a minute to explain, but it's you know, you look back to last, they both played two playoff games. The 49ers have, you know, they steamrolled the Vikings and they beat the Packers pretty handily. While you go back and look at the Chiefs, I mean, they were down 24-0 against the Texans and came back to win, and they were down 10 points on a couple occasions against the Titans to come back to win. So I think people think, well, if the Niners get ahead, this will be the time they can't catch up. Well, No, I don't think that. I wouldn't. If I'm a Chiefs fan, I wouldn't panic if they fall behind, because they've shown the ability to come back. And you know, we were talking about Mahomes earlier. I think one thing to watch too on Sunday is look back at last year's AFC Championship game. You know, the first half where they were scoreless, and then look back at the really the first quarter of both of these the playoff games this year. Mahomes has just been a hair off. And I think it's because he's too amped up. You know, and by a hair off, I mean they're catchable passes, but they're not where he normally throws them, right. So they kind of get dropped. I would look and see, is he on? And if he's on from the start, they could hang 40 on him.
Yeah.
And not think twice, because they are that good. And that'll be something, I think. Just watch that early and see if they're behind or they're dropping balls. You know, he'll get settled in. It's just when he's going to get settled in.
There's a definite difference in his confidence level and his ability to settle in this year versus last year, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think he's more, you know. And one thing, you never want to say it's great to get hurt, but, you know, he got injured a couple times this year, and he had to sit out. And you think, well, that's maybe keeping him fresher at this time of the year than somebody who's gone through the wars of 16 regular season games and then two or three playoff games. He might be a little more physically ready to go.
Yeah. All right. All right, Tom, we thank you for joining us for this inaugural podcast.
I'm honored.
No, it's our pleasure, truly. Thank you again for being here. And
well, thanks for having me.
You can find this podcast at newstribune.com/NT on tap.